Blog Talk Radio.
Is there anybody out?
I swear I feel so all alone. Back down on my knees again, hoping you can keep me strong. I gave up. I drunk too many Miller Lite, and I can feel the reaper near. So please forgive me for my sins. I am just another man, sorry for the pain that I've caused. I know you understand, but these demons are driving me insane. Got me going mad, probably ought to blow out my brain. Cause I'm hurt bad, and I fight. Another sweet plan, all the other things. Probably got me using more drugs, along with the other things. I'm slowly fading into my thoughts. Drifting in and out of space, and I don't believe I'm waking up with the alcohol in the gym room. Drifting into another world with the sunshine shining. I think I'm better, Earl. Mama, can you look at me? This ain't what I used to be. Tomorrow, I'll be somebody else. Cause I ain't been me, and I can't seem to shake these roots. I put that nail in everything. The more I try to think of me out, it's like the more I change with my child.
Grudge world, what's going on? You tune in to the Mile for the South. This is Dre's show. This is a sponsored show by Grudge Inc. and by King B Racing. So, you know, like I say, I'd like to thank those shows for giving me the opportunity to better have this platform tonight. With that being said, how's everybody doing out here on this Friday? First of all, hope we had a good weekend. Hope we're going to have a good weekend, a good racing this weekend. So, you know, with all that being said, I just want to, you know, run my mind a little bit tonight. We're going to get into this nice little topic that I want everybody to, you know, tune in on. You know, if you can tune in on it, let me know. Cause, I mean, it's a topic right now that needs to be addressed because it's been going on so long. And I know I've heard it on other shows, but, you know, ain't nothing like having your own show you can bring it up and have it mowed out to you a whole lot of more. The topic for tonight is, I want to know something about what you call the show-off races. And what I mean the show-off races, you know, a guy, you know, got a lot of, you know, money, got plenty of money, and, you know, he likes to just show off, okay? He know you're not going to run for nothing but maybe $5,000, $1,500, maybe $2,000. That's your limit. Now, I'm not saying that everybody should run for that, but for a guy, if you were going and messing with a guy and you want to run that individual and the individual tell you, okay, I ain't got no problem running you, but I'm not going to run you for this crazy amount of money. I'll run you for maybe $300 or $1,500 or better or something like that. And, you know, the show-off guy be like, no, I want to run for $4,000 or I want one for $1,000 on $3,000 or $1,000 on $5,000 or $2,000 on $10,000. And, you know, the guy's never betted that kind of money. So, you know, what I'm saying is that's what I consider as a show-off guy. Now, I may be wrong in some instances that, you know, you do have people that really do run for these strongman types. But who's to say that if you run for that extra amount of pot money, you're going to get your ass whooped or you won't get your ass whooped? You know, so, you know, that's what I want to talk to everybody about tonight. You know, let's see about these people running these damn extra amount of pots. And are they really trying to get out of a race or are they trying to buy a race? That's what I'm trying to say, you know. I also seen, you know, a couple of things on the internet today. My first thing was I saw a post put up by none other than Grudge Inc. or Tommy Dawg about him supposed to go in the battle this weekend. So, you know, I was like, wow, Trump and God going in the battle. It must be going to pull out of rain somewhere tomorrow or something. So then again, I come back about 2 hours later, and I saw that the race had been canceled. I say, well, damn, somebody does. So I want to know, is that what you call a show-off race, or is that a duck race? Because the guys sure was, they were on there to race. And then next thing I know, I go back to the post about an hour and a half later, and it's saying no race. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get a tough dog on here later to defend itself, because, you know, ain't nothing like defending the truth against what we speculate. Like I was saying about these show-off guys, we going to get into that topic right now about some of these show-off guys. And, you know, don't be afraid to hit the one button and chime in and tell me what you think about a show-off guy, because that's what we got this platform for, us to get on here and discuss things, you know, like that kind of stuff there, because it's not hurting racing, but it's not helping it either. If you know a guy only bet a certain amount of money, why would you even go to him saying, you know, the insurmountable pots and all that kind of stuff? Because that sounds like you do not want to race. I mean, you want to try to do whatever you can to avoid racing now. Which, you know, I don't have no problem with even putting the name out of the person I'm talking about. I'm talking about none other than 901 Mark. All right. That's my buddy and all. He cool and everything with me, but the thing he like to do is like to try to buy a race. You know, he know damn well the grudge don't run for nothing but 515, right there, 500, 1500, somewhere up in there where we can stand, you know. So why would you come at us with this 1 on 3,000 shit when you know we don't run for that kind of money, you know. That right there. And then, and I mean, not only came at us with it, but stuck to it. We told them, Mark, we will run you 5 on 15 or better off the trailer. I want to do it for 3,000, okay? So, none other, he kept yelling that 3,000 stuff. Okay, fine, I got another guy on that said that he would bet with us, we can go ahead and lock the three. We can do it for 1 on 3. So next thing I know, he come with this insurmountable stick. Y'all gotta have this and that. I say, wow. You didn't say that 5 minutes ago when you were hollering about what we had to run you for. But then when we step up to the plate to run you for the little insurmountable money that you were yelling, you got to hiding about what we got to have now. So right then, show me that, was that a duck move or was that a show-off move? I believe it was a show-off move. Because when you got these guys that love to come to these tracks and love to try to throw their money around or try to carry their weight on you, it really don't hold nothing in the grudge game. It hold a whole lot of heat and a whole lot of trouble. And, you know, like I say, I don't want no parts of it. So, you know, I get somebody to hit the one button and come in and argue with me about it, I mean, that'll be fine too. Or y'all can just sit here and listen to me talk all night. And if I got to talk all night, it ain't going to be, but it's going to be a cut show. Ain't going to be too long, because I'm not going to sit here and just run my mouth all night, man. I see a lot of people on here that can participate with me. So, you know, hey. It is what it is. Like I say, if you just calling in, happy Good Friday to you. I hope you had a good week. But our topic tonight is these show-off races. So, you know, hey, it is what it is. You may be famous after tonight. You may not be. Who cares? I really don't care. Because if I can say it to you once, I'll say it to you again. So, you know, hey, let me see if anybody gonna hit this one button. My phone keeps acting kind of crazy. Nah, ain't nobody hit the one button. And then another thing, y'all always out about the stuff. We hogging the mic and stuff. I don't like to hog the mic. I like to give everybody the opportunity to say what they want to say. But, I mean, if you feel like you got something you want to say, press that one button and you know, we can talk. Don't sit here and think I'm just going to hog the microphone, because I'm by far not a hog at all. You know, so I've been getting that kind of talk toward me too. People saying I'm hogging the microphone. No, y'all just hit the one button. I see you with your hand up. I'm coming to you. It's just that simple. I see I got a lot of people from out of state on here. I thank y'all for chiming in to this show. So, you know, hey, that is what it is. I thank you people for chiming in because without the worldwide grudge racing, these shows wouldn't be worth a damn. So I thank you all for turning in on this show here. And I hope what we say tonight can get some kind of shine in it or some kind of enlightenment on it, and we can have a good race. Well, yeah. Else I get my teammate on here. Now, you know he don't care about talking. My teammate is this. Now, he's one of them that real talking, and you can't, once he get going, you're not going to stop him. So I'd rather not try to get him on now, but if y'all want me to get him on, I can, and God damn it, he ain't going to stop. Matter of fact, I am going to get him on. Hold on a second, y'all. That didn't work. I guess he'll talk back when he gets time. But like I was saying, you know, hey, it is what it is. We need to start shedding some light on a bunch of these things that's going on because, you know, it's a good teaching moment for the real game. So, you know, hey, I'm just waiting on me somebody to hit this one button to argue with me with. I also seen that they got plenty of good racing going on across the world this weekend. Okay, hold on one more. I'm finna pull a joke out the bushes right now. Hey, Wick. 901 Wick. Wick must be smoking them tweeds and drain that alcohol. Hey, Wick. I guess he'll come back. But anyway, folks, like we were saying, you know, y'all hit that one button, come on in and talk. I mean, like I say, if y'all think I'm finna sit in and talk all night on a Friday, it ain't gonna happen. I will shut it down, and we will just come back next week with a different topic. But, you know, I want to get some enlightenment on this here so I can understand, you know, is that the way the game is going now, or is that just certain people doing that kind of stuff, you know? Let me get my other teammate on. Y'all hold one second for me. Boy, it's hard, but both my teammates are out of commission right now. But guess what? That ain't doing nothing but making it work a little bit harder. Hold on, let me get this mic right here. 214. I'm sorry. 843-0774. Who we got? Yes, he didn't want to say nothing. Hey, Witt, if you're on here, Witt, hit that one button, Witt. God damn it, I gotta talk to you. Well, so on and so on, folks. I hope there's a lot of good racing going on this weekend. I know we had something called the All-Star Weekend going down at Pro Star Joe's event down in, what is that, Outer Banks, North Carolina, I believe it is. He's down there having his yearly annual thing. Hope they have a good race. There was another race supposed to be going on in Virginia. I hope it does good as well. So, you know. But what I'm saying to you is, you know, y'all need to help me out with a show-off race and a damn regular race. I want to know the difference between a show-off race and a race that's really trying to go. That's what I need to know about. Oh, yeah, let me get a Tommy Dog on here so we can see how he can defend himself about this issue. I'm getting plenty of texts about it. Tommy Dodd said he'll call right back in a few seconds. We're going to give him a chance to say what's going on. You know, he got a big event coming up this weekend, start tomorrow as well down the Little River track. I'm sorry I forgot to announce it, but yeah, Tommy Dodd and Show Enough Racing, they got a race down there called Little River. And, you know, so you down in the Tennessee area, you want to show them guys some love, y'all go down there and show some love with Little River. But my thing of it is what is the difference between a show-off racer and a real racer? Give me a show-off racer, a guy that want to bet stupid money, and a guy that want to bet, you know, money that's good money, not just too small and not just too big. But you know that's how you be able to tell who's really trying to run or who's really not trying to run. You know. Now don't get me wrong. I know you got guys that have pots that be held house notes for the next 4 or 5 months. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I done seen those too. So I mean, it's not that I'm trying to bash those guys or nothing. But you know, why try to make a living out of grudge racing when you can just, you know, be straightforward with it? But believe me, I don't believe now individual on earth ever lived out of grudge racing. I just don't believe it. You can't find nobody to tell me that they won more money than they done spent on grudge racing. Okay. You can't tell me none of that. So it is what it is, though, fellas. It is what it is. Like I say, I'm not finna sit here and go to talk with him. Goddamn it, we gotta get off here in a few minutes. I'm gonna get off here in a few minutes because I got certain other things to be doing. So I just don't hear running my mind about the show. So with that being said, we gonna go to 7:30, and then 7:30 we're gonna get up out of here. Well, I see I ain't getting no participation tonight or none of that, so hey. It is what it is. I know we come back with another topic next week. I know it's a lot of people at the track right now. I got a lot of people on this phone right now, so hey. I appreciate you guys calling. So that man said, man, we gonna get up out of here and I'll just get with you guys next weekend. Until then, y'all keep it grudging and thank y'all for calling in.